Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Word Alive. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and today is Sunday, October 13th, 2013. It is 6:05 a.m., and we'd like to say thank you for joining us this morning for 31 Days of Prayer. We'll be praying for the month of October every morning at 6 a.m. We ask that you will join us, and if the Lord leads you to pray, call in area code 347-237-5533 and press number 1 and we will get you on the air. Amen. Glory to God. I'd say good morning to my husband, Bishop Scott, who joins me every morning for this prayer session, and we thank God for that. And this morning, we're going to be turning our attentions to Proverbs 14:12, which tells us there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is destruction. Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but its end is the way of death. That's what 14:12 says, and that is from the New King James Version. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. And we want to make sure today that we are following the right way of the Lord. We want to make sure that we follow the word of the Lord. And you know, Proverbs is a very good chapter, I mean, a good book of the Bible to begin to read, because it's a book of instruction. It's a book of wisdom. It's a very good book. And we thank God for giving us this. If we would really take the time to sit down and read and meditate on the book of Proverbs, some of the things that we do, we wouldn't do, because we would have wisdom from God, straight from God, wisdom straight from God. And Proverbs says in chapter 14, verse 33, wisdom rests in the heart of him who has understanding, but what is in the heart of fools is made known. We don't want to be fools today. We want to be those people of wisdom and understanding. Proverbs also tells you, with all thy getting, get an understanding. It tells us to get wisdom, but with all thy wisdom, get understanding. We want to make sure that we get an understanding of the word of God. We want to make sure that we have wisdom. We want to make sure that we don't be on a path that seems right, but we want to make sure that we are on the right path, not on the path that seems right, but on the right path. And that's what we want to do, is to make sure that we're on the right path. Amen. So this morning we invite you to get your Bible, and we're going to read Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. It is great to pray. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. But we want to read Proverbs chapter 4. We're reading it from the New King James Bible. And it says, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor, and when you embrace her, she will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let her go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever bright, ever brighter until the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Remove your foot from evil. Amen. This was Proverbs chapter 4, the entire chapter. And we admonish you to go back and study on this word and meditate on this word and let this word be applied to your life on this day, October 13th, 2013. Amen. And our key scripture again this morning is found in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. And I know that this is repeated in this same chapter. And I'm actually looking for it right now. Bishop, if you can find it, I know it's repeated in this chapter. There's a way that seems right unto a man. If it's not in this chapter, I know it's in another one, but excuse me. So let's ask God for wisdom this morning. Let's ask God to help us this morning to be led by his Holy Spirit. In verse number 9 in Proverbs chapter 14, it says, fools mock at sin. Fools mock at sin. But among the upright there is favor. And then verse 12, and I keep going back to that, it says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the way is the way of death. We don't want to do anything that is going to lead us to death spiritually or naturally. Spiritually or naturally. And spiritual death is being separated from God, being separated from his spirit, amen, being separated from him. We don't want to be separated from God. We don't want to be separated at all. And we want to ask God today that he will keep us today in wisdom, in the wisdom that we will love his wisdom, that we will obey the wisdom that he gives us as we find it in the entire book of the Bible, but most especially in the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs 14:16 says, a wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. This scripture talks about fools, fools, fools. This is what people that don't abide by wisdom, this is what they do. This is people that don't abide by wisdom, this is what they do. So I would advise you, if you have a problem with anger, read the book of Proverbs. If you have a problem with lust, read the book of Proverbs. If you have a problem with disobedience, read the book of Proverbs. Now, not just read it, but meditate on it. Ask the Lord to help you today to meditate on the book of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, and really just meditate on it and learn from it, because there's a lot of things that we can learn from studying the Word of God. There's just so many things we can learn. It's a wealth of knowledge. It's something that can help us, something that will keep us as we go along throughout the day. And I don't know why the chat room closed, but we're going to try to open it back up.
Amen, amen.
So we thank God this morning for his word, for wisdom this morning. And
Mike.
I'm sorry?
Is the mic open?
Yes.
I was going to give you the other Proverbs, where the other verses you were talking about.
Okay.
Proverbs 16:25.
All right. Thank you.
I just want to give you that. I was going to put it on the other thing, the chat room, but you...
Proverbs 16:25.
16:25, right.
There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. I mean, it says the same thing. It says the same thing in both of those verses. Proverbs 16:25, thank you, and Proverbs 14:12. And we would be wise to understand that there is a way. The Bible tells us also that the broad is the way that leads to destruction. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. But God wants us to be on the narrow path today. He said, not many that find it. Not many that find it. It says, in fact, few there be that find it. So let's see if we can find that this morning. Broad is the way that leads to death, that leads to destruction. And many people find that. Matthew chapter 7, it says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. Today we want to ask God to get us on in the straight gate. We want to be in the straight gate today. We want to be in the straight gate that leads into life. We want to be on the straight gate and the narrow way that leads to life. And we want to be part of the few that find it. We want to ask God to, we want to be part of the few that find it today. We don't want to be those that are out there on the broad, you know, way, out there on Broad Street. You know, we want to, we don't want to be on Broadway. We want to be on narrow way, okay, because that leads to life. Broadway leads to destruction, and many people go in that way. We don't want to be with the crowd. We want to be in the narrow way. We want to be with the few and the proud to be on the narrow way and the straight gate. And that is going to be our prayer today, along with, Lord, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because we need that today in this present world. We need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in this present world. And if we think we don't, then we need to pray more. If we think we have it all together, then we need to pray more. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all thy getting, though, get an understanding. And that's what we want today. We want to understand the ways of God. We want to understand what God wants for us. We want to be able to understand his will for our lives. And we want to not only be able to understand it, but we want to be able to obey it. We want to be able to walk in it. We want to be able to live in righteousness today, and that's going to be our prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you right now, Lord God, thanking you for your word, God. Thank you for the Bible that you have given us. Thank you, Lord God, for the truth of your word. We know, Father, in heaven, that your word, the Bible, is you speaking to us. And we just thank you today for taking the time to giving the godly men, Lord God, the wisdom to write what you have given to us, Lord God. We thank you for inspiring these men to write these words to us, that we might have a life of abundance, that we might have a life of holiness, that we might have a life, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, of wisdom and understanding, Father. And we just say thank you today, Lord God. Father, we ask that you will forgive us for every sin, oh God. Forgive us, Father God, for anything we thought or did, Lord God, or even said that was outside of your will, that was outside of wisdom. We ask you to forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to forgive us for not studying your word, for not obeying your word, for not loving your word. Father, we just take the opportunity right now to change our minds, oh God, and we fall in love with your word. We fall in love with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you today, Lord God. We just say thank you, Lord God, for your word in Proverbs, oh God, 14 and Proverbs 16, hallelujah, which says to us, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is the way of death. And Father, we ask you today, Lord God, that you will open our eyes that we might see the truth, that you will open up our eyes that we might follow the truth, that you will open up our hearts and our understanding, oh God, that we might know the truth from a lie, that we will walk in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, hallelujah, that we will be led by your Holy Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just submit to your will today. We submit, Lord God, to the right way. We submit, Lord God, to the narrow way today. We submit, Lord God, to the way which leadeth unto life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, anything in us that would cause us to want to be on the wide gate, on the broad way, we ask you to take it from us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, whatever temptation we have, oh God, that will cause us to be on the broad way, Lord God, that leadeth to destruction, we ask you to take it away from us, God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we desire, Lord God, the narrow way. We desire the straight gate today, Lord God, that leads unto life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to be part of the few, Lord God, that be found on it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you know there's a saying for the Marines that says the few, the proud, the Marines. But we want to be the few. We want to be the proud, Lord God. We want to be the saved. We want to be the wise. Oh, Father, we want to be yours, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you today, glory to God, hallelujah, for leading us, hallelujah, in the way of righteousness, for leading us, Lord God, on the straight and the narrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I understand why the people of old used to say, you need to be on the straight and narrow. Now I understand why they said you need to be on the straight and narrow. Hallelujah. Help us this day, Heavenly Father, that we will be on the straight and narrow. Help us today, oh God, that we desire wisdom, that we desire knowledge, that we desire understanding. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Help us not to follow the ways of the world, oh God. Help us, oh God, that we will submit to your ways, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, because we need you today, Lord God. For your word says, tells us, hallelujah, to abide in the vine. For without me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. So today, Heavenly Father, we depend on you. Today, we submit our ways to you. Today, hallelujah, we give ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you can have your way in us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we desire life today. We desire instruction from you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we submit to you today, and we thank you for giving us wisdom, for giving us knowledge, for giving us understanding of your word, hallelujah, this day, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say thank you today, Heavenly Father. We bless you today, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just bless you today. And Father, we say, hallelujah, as Jesus taught us to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we pray today, hallelujah, that you will search our hearts and try our reins, Lord God, and see if there be any wicked way in us, oh God. And if it is, oh God, we give you permission to cleanse us today. We give you permission to wash us today. We give you permission today to renew us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to renew us in our minds today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us this day, oh God, that we will not stand, hallelujah, in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, oh God, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but that we will delight in your law today, Lord God, and in your word, in your law, where we meditate day and night, hallelujah, so that we can become like a tree planted by the rivers of water, hallelujah, whose leaf shall not wither, hallelujah, and shall not cast forth fruit in its season, oh God. Father, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, today, hallelujah, for giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, hallelujah, that we will be able to know, hallelujah,
sound advice from wrong advice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to know sound doctrine from false doctrine, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to know false prophecy from true prophecy, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to know you, the true vine, from the false vine, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. And Father, we just say thank you for that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding today, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we ask you to help us this day to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Help us to live upright before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God. Cleanse us, Lord God, from secret faults, oh God. Cleanse us from secret desires that are not of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Today we lift up our minds to you, Lord God, for we know, Lord God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we know sometimes the battle was in our minds, oh God. And Father, we lift our minds up to you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will cleanse our minds, oh God, that you will give us the mind of Christ today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bow to you today, Lord God, hallelujah, we bow to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord this day, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God, Jesus, you are Lord today, hallelujah, we confess that you are Lord today, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, be Lord of our lives today, hallelujah, and we will obey you, we will submit to you, we will honor your word this day, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord God, we submit, hallelujah, to the will, hallelujah, of our Heavenly Father this day, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, we lift up our ear gate to you and our eye gate to you this day, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, and we will set no evil before our eyes today, Lord God, but we will set your word before us, oh God, we will study your word this day, God, we will desire your word this day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We will meditate on your word this day, God, in the name of Jesus, for then we will make our way prosperous. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask, oh God, today that you will go and heal those that are asking for healing today, oh God. Those that are seeking healing, oh God, today. We ask, oh God, that you will go by your spirit and heal today in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are incarcerated today, oh God. Oh, Father, for whatever reason they're incarcerated today, Father, we ask, oh God, that you will forgive them of their sin, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you will not only forgive them, but that you will save them, oh God, that you will redeem them, oh God. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you, God. We pray for the youth today, Lord God, that are in youth study centers, oh God, those that are in youth incarceration. Father, we ask you forgive them for their sins in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you will send someone to mentor them in the ways of righteousness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Those that are incarcerated that did things, oh God, because they've been hurting their lives, we lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, and ask you to heal their hurt, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that have been molested, God, we ask you to remove the sting of that hurt, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they can go forth and be productive citizens, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, those that have been raped, oh God, those that have been physically and mentally abused, oh God, we lift them up to you today in the name of Jesus, oh God. That child, oh God, that is considering suicide, that child, oh God, that is considering cutting themselves, that child, oh God, that is medicating with drugs and alcohol, we lift them up to you today, God, in the name of Jesus, and ask you deliver them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, not just the youth, but adults too, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are high on prescription drugs because of the pain, oh God. Those that are high on street drugs because of the pain, oh God. Those that are high on alcohol, oh God, because of the pain, God, we lift them up to you now and let them know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you love them and that you hear them and that you can heal them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for their complete healing, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, we say that there be no residual effects, Lord God, hallelujah, to those that have been sexually abused, Father, in the name of Jesus, to those that have been mentally abused. We bow to rebuke residual effects in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just say thank you. Oh, God, help them to forgive their abuser. Help them to forgive, Lord God, those that have perpetrated them. Father, in the name of Jesus, so that they might be healed. And we ask these prayers, oh, God, and we thank you for these prayers right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God, and we thank you. And we know that you heard these prayers, oh, God, for your word says that if we pray anything according to your will, you hear us, Lord God, and you give us what we ask. being done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Father, we just say thank you today. We thank my husband, Bishop Scott, for joining us. We thank guest number 29 and guest number 30 for joining us this morning in the prayer. Hallelujah. And if the Lord says the same, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. Feel free to call area code 347-237-5533 if you have a prayer request, or you may post it in the chat room. Go in peace. God bless you. And remember to meditate on Proverbs 14 today, 14:12, and Proverbs chapter 4, the whole chapter, as well as Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, and Proverbs chapter 16. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Go in peace. Have a great day. God bless you. Hallelujah.